USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The courts can't make policy decisions for the country. That's one of the points Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett made during her opening statement at her confirmation hearing. She told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the courts are vital to the rule of law, but should leave political decisions to elected officials.
Courts have a vital responsibility to the rule of law, which is critical to a free society. But courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life. The policy decisions and value judgments of government must be made by the political branches, elected by and accountable to the people. The public should not expect courts to do so, and courts should not try.
Barrett also thanked her family in her remarks and praised her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, for shaping her outlook on the law. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The White House is pushing for this week's canceled debate to go on as originally scheduled. White House Deputy Communications Director Brian Morgenstern told reporters that the president is ready for another face-to-face showdown with Joe Biden.
The president is ready to debate, and his doctors have cleared him for participating in public engagements. They've said he's no longer a risk for transmission. So it would be nice if the commission would get the debate back on the schedule. I think the president's ready to go. He wants to be on stage debating Joe Biden in person. So if they'll do that, get it back on the schedule, I think the president would be happy to show up.
The mayor of a Tennessee town that hosts the Bonnaroo Music Festival has died of COVID-19. The city of Manchester, Tennessee, announced Monday the passing of Mayor Lonnie Norman more than a week after he was hospitalized with the virus. Norman was elected to his third term as mayor back in August. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Curfew has been lifted in a Wisconsin town that saw protests and riots over the past week over the shooting death of a black teen by a police officer. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The curfew in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin ended on Monday. It's been an unusual few days for people in one neighborhood since the Wisconsin National Guard started showing up every night with Humvees and armored trucks to protect the city from rioting. This man had people rioting and trespassing in his yard, and he decided he had had enough.
I was frustrated, I was fed up, and really the last straw was looking out my window and seeing the gentleman on the motorcycle riding through my lawn, and something in me clicked, and I said internally, no more, and came running up my house and was prepared to confront whatever it was that was going to confront.
Jason Fritz speaking there on Fox News.
And Baseball Hall of Famer Joe Morgan has died. The two-time MVP was a pivotal part of the Cincinnati Reds clubs known as the Big Red Machine that won back-to-back World Series championships in 1975 and 1976. In his 22-year career, Morgan was a 10-time All-Star, a 5-time Golden Glove winner, and was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1990. After retiring in 1984, he went on to have a successful career in the broadcast booth, best known for his color commentary for ESPN's Sunday Night Baseball. Morgan was 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.